There you go. We feel like that song's a winner, and you've heard it on the air for a few weeks now. The project is Waters, and the song's Got to My Head. And again, Van and Marta from the band are here in our studios. Hello, everybody, once again.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hey. Hello.
How's it going?
I feel like this project has been gaining traction each and every day. What a blessing that must be. You guys have been playing shows up and down the coastline as of late, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. We played down in Pasadena. Or I guess it's up in Pasadena from where we are
from
right
where
now.
We're at, yeah.
A couple nights ago for this KCRW festival. And then, yeah, we played up in San Francisco about a week before that.
That was a big festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was with, some of the heavy hitters in alternative music, mm-hmm. you know, were playing that. It was Foster the People, MIA.
Fits in the Tantrums.
Bare Hands and Band Skaters that we're digging
skaters,
on, you know.
Yeah.
How was that? Was that up in Golden Gate Park or something?
It was actually in the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View. Mm-hmm. So, like, right next to Google. You pass by on the way to the show, we passed by Facebook and Google. So it's a weird scene out there.
Amazing.
It's like a barren...
That's where all the techie guys go, where they bust them all in, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And we wanted to ride those bikes that they just have lying around there, but there was no time.
You weren't able to?
Yeah,
we're going to have to go back for
these Google bikes that have the Google colors, and they're just... You can just
grab them.
Yeah.
I've never seen a Google bike, but I don't spend much time in San Francisco.
No.
Waters is, in fact, a San Francisco-based band at this point.
True.
For now.
And you guys were telling me you may very well relocate to Southern California, which is awesome. We'd be happy to have you.
Would you?
Yeah.
All right.
But let's talk
about... Well, then that seals the deal.
Let's talk about the inception of the band, because you've been in projects yourself, Van, in the past. I guess Port O'Brien, you know, is one of note.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and that gained some traction, and, you know, all these indie bloggers are loving your stuff and all of that. Do you attribute your success now with Waters to the previous band, or just this crazy amount of airplay you've been getting as of late?
I think that, I mean, of course, it helps just to kind of know how to do stuff.
Yeah.
Being, you know, having experience with Port O'Brien and touring a lot. You know, we toured for like 5 years.
Do you feel like
nonstop.
You have fans that remember the first project?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But this new record that we're working on now is Waters is so different. It's, you know, Port O'Brien was more folky.
Yeah.
Kind of more Americana in some ways, and the first Waters record, Out in the Light, was more garagey, more indie,
right?
And the record
that's
we're working
the only
on
record
now.
That's available
exactly,
right now.
Yeah.
And that came out when, like, was it like 2011?
Late 2011.
Uh-huh.
yeah God, that's too long ago.
So not even, oh, maybe it is, it's like 2014 now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh my God,
it's crazy to think about. Again, this is Van and Marta, two members of the band Waters. Who are we missing right now?
We're missing our other three boys. We got Andrew Wales, Greg Celine, Brian Demert. They're already back up in the Bay.
Uh-huh.
They took the van yesterday or the day before, so they're long gone.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Marta, do you know, are those all Norwegians as well in the band?
Oh, I wish.
Oh, no?
Yeah, no, I'm the only foreigner. I'm the only Norwegian. Those guys are all, they're all from California, I think. They're really great. They have really good hair, great tank tops.
Well, that's half of it, really, is
half
the hair.
That's all
you know,
need.
Absolutely. That's what all the major labels are looking for these days, I think.
Songs are great, but how's the hair?
Yeah, no, but after your last project, Van, you basically relocated to Norway and some other spots. You were bouncing around pretty good.
Yeah, bouncing around for sure. Yeah, after I graduated from college and toured, I didn't really have a proper place to live for several years, and I met Marta in Norway.
Uh-huh.
When Port O'Brien was on tour, and so stayed there as long as I could legally, which was about half the year.
Yeah,
for a couple of years. And so the first Waters record, it's all Norwegian guys, a Norwegian band.
Okay, and this is a whole different configuration of the band.
A whole different configuration.
But the first record, you could even get on vinyl, I saw online.
Yeah, big time.
And that's available on the website. I think it's thisiswaters.com.
You got it.
And the same thing is on Twitter, and we appreciate you guys retweeting us earlier this afternoon.
Anytime.
So if you don't mind, I mean, we did bring some of our instruments, and again, it's a totally stripped-down version of what you normally would do, but what did you guys want to play for us?
Well, we got two songs to play. One is Got to My Head, which we just heard. The other song is called Mickey Mantle, and it's off the previous record.
Cool.
But so I was thinking, We were thinking of doing Got to My Head first, but since we just heard it, maybe we'll do Mickey Mantle.
All right, but you're still going to do Got to My Head?
Oh, we're still going to do Got to My Head. All right,
it's a different, you know, acoustic KX935
version. It is. It's an exclusive.
Right? Let me ask you about this song. Is there a storyteller's type of moment you could give with Mickey Mantle? Is it inspired by the great center fielder?
Did he play center field?
He played a little second base, a little first base when the knees went out,
okay,
you know?
Okay, yeah. I actually didn't know what position he was at.
He was a big drunk.
He was.
Yes.
So that part of his story is kind of the guiding force, okay. this kind of very deeply flawed American hero. But we wrote it in, March and I lived in New York for like 3.5 months in winter of 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
And this song came about then. Usually it takes me like months to finish lyrics for a song, but this one just in like a half hour was like
full, amazing.
Pretty much there.
Right on.
It was one of the first songs that we worked on together, actually. So here it is. It's called Mickey Mantle.
All right. This is Waters live on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Never thought I had to gamble. Never thought to light a candle. I was feeling Mickey Mantle wasted. Driving up the one in frantic, turned into an old romantic. I was sleeping in the attic waiting. Can nobody ever see? Don't make a mess of me. I ain't too old to give it. Now I could turn a train around. I could take your country down. I ain't too young to regret. And forever, forever, forever. I ain't too young. Forever, forever. I ain't too young. Forever, forever. I ain't too young. I was in New York living, waiting in the cold Thanksgiving, hoping I could ever dare to embrace it. I could play a part uptown. I could keep my feet on the ground. Never thought I'd ever dare just to face it. I could never understand. I was just a foolish fan, taken to the edge just to see. Who said your mother was right? Who said your friends were just blind? Who could tell you that I was free? Forever, forever, forever.
Could ever dare to embrace it. Oh, very cool. That is the Mickey Mantle, the KX93.5 version, live in our studios. This is the band Waters, who's representing here in Southern California right now. It is Van and Marta. That was brilliantly done.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. And thank you for making do with our accommodations here.
That's more than enough.
Most bands are not, some of them, not most of them, aren't equipped to do a totally stripped down set of, their normal thing. And it is hard in this little room. You get a full drum kit in here and everybody plugged in, and it is loud and it gets crazy.
And all you're going to hear is drums, probably. Right?
So if we've inspired you to make an acoustic EP in the future, keep us in mind and remember us in your liner notes and
there
everything.
There you go.
Right?
Absolutely. We will very much do that.
It'll be dedicated to you, Mookie.
Appreciate that very much. We got to give you stickers and sign the wall before you get out of here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the rule is you have to talk on the radio first before you get to sign our wall,
Have we earned it?
I think so.
What about the stickers? Have we earned those?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome.
So are you guys affiliated with any label or...
Not right now, at this particular point.
So you're doing this as a totally independent operation, right?
That's right. Just like you guys.
Right? And exactly. And it seems like you have some good people working for you. I mean, I don't know if it was your manager or someone you work with just hit up the radio station and that's what they must be doing to try to get the word out, right?
Yeah. We have a great team. And we're talking to some labels now and trying to get this record finished and put out some new music in the fall.
So most of this new tentatively scheduled to come out when? Do we have any idea?
Let's say early next year.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, man, we're looking forward to it. Are there going to be some singles trickling out?
I think probably in the fall we'll have some other new stuff coming out. We're trying to figure it out right now, but I think you can expect some new songs in the fall, album early next year.
And have you linked up with any producer in particular?
Yeah, so far we've been working with Ryan Rabin on all the songs that we've done. He's the drummer from the band Group Love. He produces the Group Love stuff. He's an incredible, incredible producer. And also he works with these guys called Captain Cuts. We worked with them. And so now, we have a few more songs to record and we're talking to a few producers.
Captain Cuts, is that like a beat? It sounds like a Master P beat.
Yeah,
making.
It's a production team.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Beats by the Pound?
I don't remember.
You
that,
don't? No. You're just talking off the air. Some of those artists that you were digging on, like Weezer's Blue Album and some of the stuff that you grew up listening to. What are some of those artists for you, man?
Yeah, for sure. Weezer is a big one. We actually got asked a couple weeks ago to open for Weezer in Las Vegas.
Amazing.
August 1st. Very excited.
Are they
about
doing
that,
the whole county fair circuit?
No, they're working on a new record now with Rico Kasich, who did the Blue Album from the Cars, and they're doing some big shows throughout the year, so that's gonna be rad.
That's amazing.
Who
would have thunk?
Yeah, and I've heard a couple of the new songs. It's pretty amazing. I think actually, but yeah, when I was a kid, Blue Album, Green Day, Nirvana, all that stuff.
I'm sure you
and
also
I graduated to punk and indie, and then now I'm coming full circle.
It's amazing, right? As we grow older, our music, our taste in music kind of changes, and we get turned on to all sorts of different artists and stuff. And it's crazy. I wouldn't pigeonhole myself into any particular genre fan or anything anymore.
Marta's only into really dark death metal.
Really?
Like all Norwegians. That's all we ever listen to.
Well, you hear about the Swedish metal. How is Norway for that?
Well, Norway is like the cradle of black metal.
Is it really?
Yeah, come on.
And they take it to a whole different level, don't they?
All of that's kind of exaggerated, but it got pretty real back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah,
there was
real.
Some churches got burned. Yeah.
I've heard stories. We were just talking about some Swedish metal bands like Hammerfall and I guess Ghost or Ghost BC.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They just came through. We did an interview backstage at a venue like a month ago with one of the nameless ghouls from Ghost. It was awesome.
Are they all nameless ghouls?
That's
pretty sick.
And then someone was telling me he wouldn't be surprised if Dave Grohl was in the band wearing a mask the whole time. Because he did produce their last EP, I heard.
Yeah, he played drums on some of their stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a thing.
Yeah.
But hey, that's just a legend, an urban legend now.
You'll never know.
Anyway, your project is known as Waters.
That's right.
It's been going on for several years now. There's one LP available right now on your website and everywhere. It's called Out in the Light. And the new record tentatively scheduled to come out sometime earlier next year. And
that's
again,
right.
We're looking forward to it. Anything else you wanted to touch on while we have you?
Yeah, just to say we got a couple more shows coming up in the area. We're playing July 8th and 9th at the Troubadour with the Mowglies.
So fun.
Yeah, the 9th, I believe, is sold out. But so they added the 8th, and that's almost sold out. So if you're listening and you want to go, you should get on the Troubadour website now and
cool.
get your tickets.
Well, congratulations on everything, you guys.
Thank you.
And can't wait for the new record to come out. And so far, so good, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Thanks again for having us.
Yeah, no problem. So what do you want to play next?
Let's do the single,
oh,
Got to My Head.
So good.
A very stripped-down version. Here we go.
All right. This is Waters live in our Pearl Street studios. You could tweet at him. It is at This Is Waters whenever
That's
you guys
right.
are ready.
We'll have the Twitter ready to go right after this.
And I'm turning myself in. I've been a jealous friend. It feels like I'm always sinking. Oh, and just like you used to say, it all might be okay, but now I'm lost and thinking. Oh, maybe you got to my head. Maybe you got to my head. Maybe you got to my head. Yeah.
Cool. There you go. I'm the only one clapping because I'm the only one here. Member supported radio continues here this afternoon. That was live in our Pearl Street studios with Waters. Thank you so much for sharing your music with us, my friends.
Thanks again.
Thanks
so much for having us.
Yeah, you got it.
Hello, girls and boys. Today we're going to make music.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel. Laguna Niguel.